Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
What is going on? A special Dominic Jimenez-led edition of Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. However you might be listening, I'd like to welcome you to the show. iHeart, Stitcher, TuneIn, SiriusXM, a local affiliate, or on the American Forces Radio Network. Welcome to the show. It's funny, I was filling in for Rick Tittle this morning, and I did a segment talking about the WNBA and how they're planning to expand to 18 teams by 2030. So that's five teams from where we're at right now. And I was just saying, you know, on the surface you think, that's not a great idea. Like, no, Why would you do that? No, that's too many teams. But I was talking about how the Valkyries in particular being the most impacted team. A lot of players were at Eurobasket. They signed players, and those players that they've signed have done very well in the absence of the players in Europe. Now that Eurobasket's done, those players are coming back, and cuts are going to be made. So in the span of just a handful of hours, the Valkyries have waived Chloe Bibby, Bree Hall, and somewhat surprisingly, Julie Van Loo. Hall and Bibby were fine players coming off the bench filling in. I think both of them, as more rosters are more roster spots are created as more teams come and are created, it's only going to be good because players who deserve to play are going to get an opportunity to be on rosters and not have to fight for, 156 roster spots? That's slim pickings a little bit. So the moves have already happened. My show this morning, wildly dated already. I got a fun hour for you. You're going to hear from somebody who has not graced the Sports Byline broadcast network airwaves in some time. Be joined by Mike Sempervivi of Wrestling Observer Live. I'm Dominic Jimenez. It's Titillating Sports. Sorry, Sports Overnight America.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today. InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's teen driver discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
What's going on? Welcome back, Sports Overnight America. Dominic Jimenez here for a special hour because I normally am not the host of Sports Overnight America, but that's okay. And I have a special co-host who also is not the normal host of Sports Overnight America. That is Mike Sempervivi, formerly of Wrestling Observer Live. Mike, it's been a minute since we've had you on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. How's it going, man?
I think the big question is, have you missed me?
So I will say, having Tom and Lance on often has softened the blow. But of course, Mike. Well, I can't ramble aimless sports stuff in between breaks while Brian's exasperated, with anybody quite like I can with you. So, yes, Mike, you are missed.
I appreciate that very much. I miss it, too. It's one heck of a thing when you're working in a job in the regular working environment. You're just standing there and you just look up and you start talking to people about pro wrestling. You know, the normal person, they really don't appreciate it in the same way that our fine listenership here at Sports Byline does every day at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, with Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez, and now these other cronies who have taken my job.
You just stare at people and say, hey, how about that John Cena guy, huh? And they look at you and said, just give me what I asked for, please.
Let me tell you what I don't miss, though, and I got to be honest, as much as I love pro wrestling from throughout the years, you know, I've been watching it for over 40 years of my life, love that goofy form of entertainment, loved talking about it even more over the Sports Byline airwaves, but I got to be honest, I don't miss having to watch darn near 20 hours a week sometimes of live professional wrestling shows every single day of the week as these things air now. As much as I enjoy it, I don't miss that whatsoever.
Now, I'll ask, in the absence of having to watch it, do you still find yourself watching some of it?
Well, of course. You know, I got the Wrestling News podcast that I do every single day, and which, by the way, was created because I always thought there were people like I am right now who were maybe getting a little bit older. They've been lifetime fans of wrestling, but they don't have time to watch 955 hours of stuff every single day. So we consolidate that on that podcast, which is available wherever you find your favorite podcast for free. It's a 5 to a 10 minute update every day where you can kind of get everything that you may have missed. And I made that for people like me because I do want to stay in tune with things that are going on. I do like watching some stuff, but thankfully, through all the forms of social media, and because companies like WWE, even though they have a million hours of programming, they make sure that through their website, through X, through Facebook, through Instagram, you're going to know what's going on. So it's hard to stay away from. I still love checking it out because it's just something that I love, but it makes it a lot easier when it's something that you don't have to do. You know, you could, something you can do at your own leisure, and you can enjoy it differently as a fan, as opposed to having to report on it or having to talk about it every day and fight with Brian Alvarez about it.
That's half the fun, though, isn't it?
Well, a little bit, just to tell him he's wrong, of course.
Yeah, I
mean, this is sports radio, for heaven's sakes. Come on.
This is true. And we were talking during the break there as we were connecting, and you were talking about how, you're no spry chicken anymore, and you're a little sore these days. So I this was something I didn't get a chance to talk about while I was filling in for Rick Tittle last week. But the Fanatics Fest, which was it's like a Comic-Con giant sports show that took place in, I believe, New York a couple weekends ago, had a thing called the Fanatics Games. And basically it was athletes, celebrities, and I think 50 fans were competing in a myriad of games. So it was football passing accuracy, hockey shooting accuracy, all those kinds of things, right? And a teacher actually finished in third place behind Tom Brady, who won, and you'll know this name better than I, Mike, so I apologize if I get it right. Please correct me. Fighter Justin Gaethje?
Gaethje, yes.
I'm going to count it. That was close enough. And a teacher finishes in third place, wins a LeBron James rookie card that Tom Brady promptly buys for $250,000.
Oh, my.
Now, Mike, not so much now, but maybe in your late 30s, maybe early 40s, is this something you would have tried? Were you confident in your athletic abilities enough to have given it a go competing in? Oh, and also one of the things that you scored points on, WWE style entrance. So, Mike, I'll posit you because I know my answer. So I would have signed up if I had known this was a thing. Absolutely all day, even if it embarrasses myself. I love sports, and I fancy myself at least mildly athletic. Would you have signed up for this, Mike?
Well, it would have to be my early 30s. Because here now I am in my late 40s, right on the precipice of 50 and falling off of that mountain. But Avery, the birth of my son at the age of 32 years old for me, okay, that was the sign. That was the mark, because from then on, I just kind of went into full dad mode and did it way too early and let myself go way too much. So it would have had to have been my early 30s. Now, that WWE entrance, I could do right now. I could do that when I'm 70 years old.
You literally studied that.
Yes, absolutely. But everything else that's involved in that competition, for me, just not to completely embarrass myself and have any chance of getting something that I could sell back to Tom Brady, it would have had to have been by the time I was at least 32 years old.
All right, so first place, Tom Brady, as if he needed it, won $1 million. All right. The LeBron James card market value was $250,000. And Gaethje won a Ferrari 296 GT, which was valued at $500,000. Now, Mike, if we'll say the prices were all the same, first place wins $500,000. Cash, second place wins a $500,000 Ferrari, and third place wins a comparable trading card. Do you want the cold hard cash, or are you at the point where, let me get the Ferrari?
Man, now I am kind of at the age for that, but you know me, and you know the way that I've saved money. You know, this is where being a wrestling fan all of my life has gotten me in trouble, because I did go to the Ray Stevens, Ric Flair school of saving your money. So as much as I would want that Ferrari, because you know me, I love speed. I love car racing. I love NASCAR. I love me some left turn. But the fact of the matter is, I could use that cash. So I'm taking, as Randy Moss said, straight cash, homie.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that, because then you can get a not $500,000 sports car and still not accomplish what you could in a Ferrari necessarily, but well, you could still do some things.
Yeah, $100,000 on the back taxes and alimonies and Avery school and all that sort of stuff, and then that other $100,000, that's the down payment on the Ferrari. Come on, see, you gotta think bigger.
It's a lease, dang it. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. More with Mike Sempervivi on the other side. And as I always do with Mike, when we come up in the 40 segment, we're going to have some fun. We're going to give some top five lists, because those always go off the rails with us. It's great. And this one, Mike, best minor league baseball team names of all time. What could go wrong, right?
I cannot wait for this. I love this one. This is a fine idea by you.
I try. Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Dominic Jimenez. He's Mike Sempervivi. This is Sports Overnight America.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Welcome back, Sports Overnight America. I'm Dominic Jimenez, joined by Mike Sempervivi, part of the Wrestling Observer Empire, who makes his triumphant return to the airwaves here at Sports Byline USA. We're just really just navigating the world of sports here, talking about whatever comes across our mind. And Mike, I want to get your thoughts on this. I found it hilarious. Colin Murray Boyles got drafted by the Raptors. He was a first-round pick last week. And he gets drafted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Should be the moment, should be tears, should him be trying to, you know, fight emotion, hugging his mom or his dad, his loved one, whatever it might be. The cameras caught him exhaling. He dropped an F-bomb. I'll say the, and I'm going to use a very sports word here, the optics of it were very bad. However, I don't know if this was just, you know, PR spin afterwards, but both he and the Raptors were saying, no, it was an exhale that all of my hard work had finally come true. It was just a release of stress. And Mike, do you believe him?
Well, I don't know. That seemed to be a trend with this year's draft. They would catch these guys, and nobody seemed to be happy about where they were drafted or who they were drafted by. But I don't know. At that point, being drafted number one, knowing the money you're going to get, just the fact that, okay, I could see, I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt and believe that he just, you know, that was just one of those moments where it all just kind of came out and he dropped the F-bomb, but it was the true big exhale of all of this work I've put in for all of these years, all these practices, these camps, all that sort of stuff. This is now paying off, literally, with me getting generational money. Okay, well, I guess the second contract is the real generational money, but I'm getting paid a whole lot of money and I'm going to be in the show. I'd like to believe that. Now, as you went down the line with the rest of those guys, I don't know. I mean, if I was Trey Johnson, I would have actually emoted much worse about being drafted by the Washington Wizards, but that's just me taking a shot at the Washington Wizards and 10 Leonses.
Yeah, and then there's the whole drama of Ace Bailey. He did show up, but the Jazz were like, yeah, we don't know when he's coming. So there's that, and he was saying, oh, surprised they picked me. Like, you were willing to work out for, like, three teams. Of course, you were going to be surprised if literally anybody else took you. You know, you mentioned Washington, and I know you're a much maligned, beleaguered Nationals fan. I don't know if you noticed this, but James Wood over the weekend did something that hasn't been done since Barry Bonds. Now, technically, he's not the one who did it, but he accomplished the feat. He was intentionally walked four times. Mike, he was obviously a top prospect, but we all know prospects don't pan out necessarily, especially when you trade for them. James Wood, though, real deal.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And Mike Rizzo gets a lot of heat for some of the moves that he's made. You know, people will point to failures of the Washington Nationals over his reign and say, I can't believe you gave Steven Strasburg that money. Well, I think I've said it with you on this show, as somebody that is a fan of that team, who watched that World Series, who watched Strasburg come up and watch a guy like Bryce Harper go because you didn't want to pay him that money, I would have paid it to him too because you didn't know his arm was going to fall off. You had a good guess, but that's a good guess about any pitcher nowadays that sooner or later their arm is going to fall off. Like, that's the worst thing you can say about him. He traded Trey Turner, then traded Trey Turner, got him back, and then traded him again. And every time they did that, they got great players in return. Obviously, there was the Soto deal as well, and we ended up with a handful of really interesting guys, and he was one of them. And being able to come over here and pay dividends because, yes, he has a rough eye sometimes up there at the plate, but when he gets a hold of one, man, he gets a hold of one. And recently, he has been hitting these 430, 450-foot shots. He's big. He's athletic. It's amazing to see him be that fast for a guy that size. I mean, this era of guys like him and O'Neal Cruz and some of these other guys, it's just amazing watching these guys glide, and watching him glide across the outfield when he's at his best is fantastic. Now, look, I had big hopes for K-Bear Ruiz, you know, and he looked like he could be the answer. The Dodgers had so many catchers, it was like, this guy, we don't think he's going to be much. He's superfluous to us. And we ended up getting him in one of those deals. It may have been that Turner deal, but we ended up getting this guy, and he has not panned out in the way that we would have liked him to. In fact, he just got hit in the head a couple days ago by Josh Bell, which finally, Josh Bell hit something this year. It just happened to be a foul ball into the dugout, which hit Ruiz in the head. So that's a terrible situation. But the fact of the matter is, it's making the Nationals look at other guys, because unfortunately, Ruiz isn't that answer. I think James Wood, though, back to him, is going to be that answer out in that outfield. And it's really interesting, because that's the one thing the Nationals, because of all these trades and because of the way they develop guys, Mike Rizzo's helped develop guys, they have such a logjam out there. And one big difference between Mike Rizzo and Mike Elias of the Baltimore Orioles is I feel as though Rizzo is going to be proactive and being able to move the people that they need to move and make the moves that they have to, because the Orioles had that logjam too between the Norfolk Tides and the main club over the last couple of years with all these guys coming up. And you kind of see where they're at right now and the situation that they're in, because of all the weak things they did, not getting rid of some of those guys and making smart moves and bringing good things in return, like young pitching that they desperately needed.
Yeah, and the Nationals in those trades only got C.J. Abrams and Mackenzie Gore, too. So,
yeah, and Mackenzie Gore, how important he's been is I mean, he's the only thing they have pitching-wise, and that's something they got to fix. You know, it's something that I'm sure they're going to fix. But, you know, this was a year of stability, and now that they got their TV rights, hopefully, and maybe some ownership settlement if they're not going to sell this team, you know, now's the time to let Rizzo do some things, because I still think he's a really good GM, and there are just so many things that you can play with on this team as far as making moves and also just continuing to develop some of these guys.
All right, and a little impromptu trivia question for you, Mike. Barry Bonds, 4 intentional walks. I mentioned the last time it had happened, it was him, September 22nd, 2004. How many different times was Barry Bonds walked 4 times intentionally?
Man, I wouldn't even know, because I'd know it happened a bunch, because I remember the boos that would come out, but I don't know, intentionally? I don't even know. Good. Give me a is it double digits? Is it
single
triple
digits?
Single digits.
Yeah.
I'd say 9.
4 times. It only happened 4 times. Yeah.
You know, I guess though, when you're pitching around somebody like that, you know, you have 2 intentionals maybe, you know, and then you didn't come close to him the 2 other times, you know, that would, then again, he would also just grab a hold of one his first at-bat, and then you could have 3 of them
right,
for the rest
exactly.
of the game. But, man, he was walked a lot. That's one thing I definitely remember is I don't know what the record is overall for being walked, but he's got to be up there.
No, he's got the most walks. And then really quick, this happened on almost my birthday, May 22nd, 1990. This guy was walked 5 times intentionally in 1 game. Can you tell me who it was?
1990. Would it have been Canseco?
It was not. This was a National League player.
I
don't know if you want the team.
Give me the team.
The Cubs.
1990. Andre Dawson would have been gone. Who would have been?
It was Andre Dawson.
It was.
5 intentional walks against the Cincinnati Reds on May 22nd, 1990.
The Hawk. Just a badass-looking guy. Always had a badass-looking baseball card as well, too, especially when he had the full Jerry Curl going on, and he's with the Expos and all that. But, yeah, absolutely. You know what? I'm not surprised by that at all. Dangerous.
Right, and then just while we're on it, I'm looking at this chart here. Manny Ramirez did it once, June 5th, 2001. We got Andre Dawson, Gary Templeton, probably the most unlikely on this list.
Really?
Unless, you know, James Wood also unlikely, but given that he's currently very good, he's on there. Templeton, it happened to him July 5th, 1985. Hey, that's almost the 40-year anniversary of that. And then Roger Maris back in, also May 22nd, but of 1962. Those are all the players who have been intentionally walked four times, and in Dawson's case, or more in a single game. We've only got about 45 seconds, Mike. For you, do you have a local minor league team that you go and watch baseball?
I do indeed. The Delmarva Shorebirds, which are the Baltimore Orioles single A affiliate, that is the closest team to me, and I like going there because, like every minor league baseball team, always a great bunch of gimmicks and promotions and things like that going on.
All right, what's been your favorite gimmick that they've had? Because I haven't gone to too many, but the team in San Jose Giants, the single A, they were a game I went to. They were the Churros.
much like these great alter egos, a piece of food local to the community when they were the Delmarva Scrapple to celebrate the Scrapple industry.
Wow.
A pork byproduct that comes from this area.
Scrapple, the restaurant version of Spam, for those of you not familiar with Scrapple. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Mike Sempervivi. More ridiculous minor league team names when we come back from break here. This is Sports Overnight America.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's Teen Driver Discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now.
America. Premium vodka.
Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Welcome back, Sports Overnight America. I am Dominic Jimenez, joined by Mike Sempervivi. All right, Mike, we teased it in the last segment. Scrapple and the churros, very regionally appropriate. So now it's time for another edition. I've never given this a proper name, and I'm disappointed I never did anything with it because now I look at TikTok and Reels and, oh, there's always people doing top fives. It's easy. It's a matter of the content and what your top five is. So I like to give it a name, but I don't have a name for it. So we're just going to go Dom and Mike's top five. And today, in honor of the Moorhead City Marlins, who have formerly been the Fish Tacos and the Motor Boaters, becoming the Moorhead City Booty Divers. Booty Divers as in pirates and diving for treasure with a mildly suggestive logo. I encourage you to go look it out. It's a guy diving, and in the word booty, it's two baseballs, and he's reaching for those globes. In honor of that, Mike and I are going to share some of our favorite that we could find or remember minor league baseball team names. Because you got to remember with minor league baseball, they're not drawing huge crowds like the pro MLB teams are. These are smaller stadiums, and the tickets are not super expensive. It's great to get families out there. But every now and then, you can only sell, quote-unquote, baseball so much for minor league teams. You got to spice it up. So, Mike, as the guest host, I will give you the honors of your first minor league team name that made you chuckle or you thought was amazing.
You talk about the Booty Divers. I mean, I got to stay with this season and the fact that, you know, we have a lot of food and a lot of superhero and a lot of animal takeoffs. But, I mean, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, the high A team for Milwaukee, I mean, them going with the Wisconsin Undertuggers. And look, it's Milwaukee. It's cheese and cows and dairy and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, hey, yeah, you know, give a nod to that industry and all those hardworking farmers out there tugging on those udders early in the morning. But, I mean, honestly, when you look at some of the merchandise, you know, especially the ones that just, you know, basically say under tuggers and nothing else, I mean, obviously your brain goes to a certain place. And because my brain is always going to be 12 years old, I had to get a big giggle out of that one. I loved all that stuff, and perfect for this year. I like it.
It's a great start. We've got the Booty Divers and the Undertuggers. So my next one, this is not from this current year, from a few years ago, but it's the former single, I think it's the high A, affiliate of my Giants, the Eugene Emeralds. One time, they were the Eugene Exploding Whales. Now, there's a story there, obviously. A large sperm whale washed up on the shores about 30 miles away from Eugene. And in true political fashion, how did they decide to get rid of the whale, Mike? They blew it up. And apparently the blast and a piece of the whale wrecked a car about 2 miles away from the beach. So it's my team, and it's got a great backstory. So my first one, in addition to the Moorhead City Booty Divers, I got to give a nod to the Eugene Emeralds becoming the Eugene Exploding Whales.
I'm going to go back to food, and I'm kind of going to do
I'm expecting all of yours to be food at this point.
A couple in one though, because the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, which are the high A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies, they always have wacky ones. And a couple of years ago, they were the Jersey Shore Pork Roll, which, as we talked about during break when we were discussing Scrapple and Spam, You know, I can look down on those. But when it comes to New Jersey pork roll, especially the Taylor's ham version of that, I'm in. You know, you put that on a salt bagel with a little cream cheese and a piece of pineapple. Oh, man, it is absolutely delicious. Of course, your cholesterol will go through the roof, and possibly you might lose a foot to diabetes as you're eating it, but it would be worth it. So them paying homage to that, I was always happy with. They were the Medusas for a while. That was their COPA name. They had that one, but they actually moved this year to the Shine Barons, which is not really an exciting name, being the Jersey Shore Shine Barons, but it was a play on the fact that they're in the Pine Barrens region of New Jersey. So there were a lot of people that were really upset when they chose Blue Claws over being the Pine Barrens, which honestly, as a minor league baseball team name, I'll take the Blue Claws over that. But they wanted to make those people happy, but have their own spin on it. So this year, they're also going to be the Shine Barrens, which is great because they have a monocled raccoon that is just like out there like the Monopoly man, just confidently walking, holding a pine tree in his arm. So a lot of this also comes to the logo as well, too, because it's not just the name. It's how much work you're putting into that logo and all the goofiness in a lot of cases, Dom, is really for only one night or one series. It's not like they're breaking these things out constantly. They're putting in work for like one night sometimes.
Yeah, and it's the merch. The merch, and I have a couple on here that really only make it because of the merch. But it's all about the merch. What can you sell? Because you got to make money as a minor league team, right? So I'm going to go next, and it kills me because now I'm going to do the Dodgers AA affiliate. This one is actually full-time, Mike. So we just talked about how it's usually a weekend or a one-off or something. No, this is the full-time team name. The Rocket City Trash Pandas. It's their real name. They're based in Alabama. The Dodgers AA affiliate. I remember when this happened. They did a vote. And I want to say around the time Guardians of the Galaxy was out, obviously, Trash Pandas, if you're not familiar, are raccoons. So, the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Apparently, parts of Alabama have raccoon problems. But it's great. I'm all for it. It kills me to say it because, you know, I harbor much ill will towards the Dodgers and their organization. But I can respect the name.
Well, I've never been a Houston Astros fan because how could you be? But I believe that the Sugar Land Space Cowboys is one of their affiliates, which I didn't even know like Sugar Land was a place. I thought it was like a country music group or something like that. But they have been the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. And that's just a ridiculous name as it is. But because of, you know, the whole gimmick with the alter egos and then the introduction of the COPA editions of this, which have been now your Spanish or your Mexican, however you want to look at it, alter ego, they decided to make the name even longer somehow. And the Payasos del Rodeo Sugarland. And obviously, you know, I love butchering words in Spanish like I just did right there, but apparently they wanted to be the rodeo clowns of Sugarland, which if you are scared of clowns, don't look at that logo. That won't be merch that you're going to be buying, but I gotta give it to them. I mean, again, it looks cool and has been one of those things where it's like, I'll be darned. Because I love some of those COPA ones. Those have actually been really, really good.
That is good. I was going to say, and I don't know if you know, Mike, but Payaso's a clown. And yeah, no, clown phobia, very much a thing. My next one, it's a double dip because this one team has had two amazing names. Also, by the way, I think Sugarland actually used to be the Skeeters at one point. So depending on, you know, the way your brain works, if you have that of a mature adult or a teenager, that could be funny. But I'm going to go Binghamton Rumble Ponies. That's their real team name. Solid name to start with. This is a double-A affiliate of the Mets. In the past, they've been the Southern Tier Strawberry Shortcakes with an adorable logo of an animated piece of strawberry shortcake. And they've also been the Binghamton Bathtub Donkeys. I didn't look up enough what the lore was of donkeys and bathtubs, but the names alone and then the cute logo with the strawberry shortcakes earns Binghamton, the AA affiliate of the Mets, a spot on my list.
Now, see, that just shows how West Coast you are. You know, you talk about me being so incredibly East Coast because this is the cradle of civilization. But, Dom, let me give you a tip. If you ever come over to New York and come to visit.
Hold on, is it Binghamton?
It's Binghamton.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
to
Binghamton.
To be fair, there was no P. I probably should have just said it like that, like a British person, because they have such British influence on the East Coast because, you know, that's where they landed.
That's right, and then we had to kick their sorry tails back out of here because this is America. Now, but I'm happy you brought them up because I have them on my list too because this year they broke out the Southern Tier Spicy Meatballs, which is another great one and another great logo from Binghamton. Gondola Paddling Meatballs. I mean, come on. You got the hat on, you got the black and white shirt, he's got the paddle, and you see the marinara whipping up like it was the sea. Another fantastic one from the Rumble Ponies. They did another great one there.
You're Italian. Shouldn't it be the marinara?
Well, you know.
Fair enough. We've only got a few minutes, so one of these days when we do this, I'm going to just make it two segments because we always seem to be like, oh, no, hurry up, Mike. Okay, the Hartford Yard Goats. AA of the Rockies. They became the Hartford Bouncing Pickles. Now, apparently, there's some, like, blue law where it's, like, not... It's a real law, but it's not a really big deal. But their rule of thumb there is if it doesn't bounce, it's not a pickle. I guess it's still a cucumber or something. But what makes this even better than the Bouncing Pickles is the logo. It is a happy pickle on a pogo stick. It's amazing.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Salem Red Sox, the Boston's single-A affiliate. This is one of those places I want to go to out there in Salem, Virginia. Go make the trip out there and go see them one time. But they were paying homage to the craft beer industry, and they became the Salem Beer Mongers, which, again, great logo. It's a bottle of beer with a bow tie on and a bartender's apron handing you a bottle of beer. So you got a bottle of beer handing you a bottle of beer. And driving through that part of Virginia before, even though I've never stopped at the stadium, a lot of those people out there in those hills, yeah, they got their bottles. So that was another fine choice by the Salem Red Sox.
All right, I'm going to trigger your northeastness. Norfolk. Just kidding. It's Norfolk. Norfolk. What is the proper pronunciation of that? You don't Norfolk. Say Norfolk, do you?
No, just Norfolk.
Okay. Well, them, the Tides, the AAA of the Orioles, have become the Lumpia. Now, those of you unfamiliar with it, Lumpia are delicious fried Filipino egg rolls. Typically with just meat and maybe a little bit of pickled vegetables like carrots. They're delicious. The logo, it's fine. It literally just looks like a giant egg roll. But I'm hungry now, and we were talking about Spam earlier, so let me crank up the Filipino heritage a little bit more with the Lumpia. Got to hit the break. I got a couple more thoughts on the other side. This is Mike Sempervivi. That's Mike Sempervivi. This is Dominic Jimenez, Sports Overnight America.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Welcome back, Sports Overnight America. I'm Dominic Jimenez, joined by Mike Sempervivi. And Mike, I have a couple honorable mentions really quick, if you'll indulge me, and I can get your final thoughts on AAA funny team names, or not AAA, minor league baseball funny team names. The Chesapeake Oyster Divers. What are they normally called, Mike? The Blue Sox?
The Bowie Bay Sox, or I believe now the Chesapeake Bay Sox, and they are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles.
Good looking out. The Orioles minor league system doing great. Well, they're now the Chesapeake Oyster Divers, which no big deal. But as Mike and I have been describing, there is something to be said about logos. And this is an oyster with a pearl in it on a baseball glove. Now, the location of the pearl is not the center of the oyster. It's at the top. And I'll just say it is very reminiscent of female anatomy, and if you think that could be hilarious as a logo, I encourage you to go look at it. The Chesapeake Oyster Divers, and one other one, the Sacramento Rivercats, AAA affiliate of my Giants. They were going to be the Sacramento Gold Diggers because, you know, the gold rush, and people did not like it, were offended by it, and that one got scrapped. Mike, 30 seconds. Any final thoughts?
Hey, the Albuquerque Isotopes is another one, a gimmick name as it is, and they ended up being the Mariachis de Nuevo Mexico, as well as the Green Chili Cheeseburgers. Loved the logos. And Dom, thank you so much for bringing me back to Sports Byline USA. I hope you'll do it again in the future.
We have to, now that I know that there is a general time window when you are available. And Mondays and Tuesdays, this slot typically open, so we'll run it back. Mike, thanks so much once again. I am Dominic Jimenez. Thank you, listeners. You have been tuned into Sports Overnight America. More sports talk on the other side. Mike, you're the best. I appreciate it.